Blog Talk Radio.
You was popping, my niggas. One second. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Now, let me get the Brody in right quick, man. Barely one second. Sean, what's goody, my G?
What's goody, my G? How you?
Chilling, man. Let's get right into it, my nigga. Obviously, ESPN, you know the story already and shit, my nigga. Jemele Hill suspended for 2 weeks because it was a second offense, according to ESPN, because of tweets about Donald Trump being a white supremacist. I guess they called into human resources, probably gave her that talk, my nigga, and was like, all right, we're going to give you the social media guidelines, certain things you can't say that's going to reflect on the ESPN logo, advertisers, this, that, and the third. Then fast forward yesterday, she's having an exchange with somebody on social media about Jerry Jones and the Miami Dolphins, and she's basically holding it down for the players, in my opinion, my nigga. And before we go into the whole thing, though, do you feel maybe she should have not responded to that individual going back and forth with?
No. I feel she had every right to respond. It's just what she said. She can respond to every troll she wants to or anybody she wants to respond to. That's not the issue. The issue is what she actually tweeted and how that really upset and bothered ESPN, because she said she feels an economic boycott. That's how
right.
It will get their attention. So, you know, she can respond to anybody she wants to, but ESPN felt, because ESPN spends billions of dollars to the NFL, they felt that that was absolutely detrimental. They thought it was counterproductive, and they decided to suspend her. They've been wanting to do more than suspend her.
Yes.
They got a fierce backlash 2 weeks ago, and they're getting a severe backlash now. So
hold on, my nigga. Is it safe to say Jerry Jones made that call to ESPN?
No, not at all. Somebody
in the Cowboys brass?
No. This was not Jerry Jones or the Cowboys brass. This was ESPN. Remember, ESPN wanted to, based on what we was reading, they wanted to try to get rid of her from the first quote-unquote infraction.
Donald Trump's white supremacist
Jerry Jones didn't have to call them. This was ESPN. ESPN, she's on their shit list, you know. I want to salute her co-host, Michael Smith.
Word. Facts.
He's standing in solidarity with her, and I absolutely love it. You know.
Salute that. Gotta salute that, my nigga.
It's more than saluting it. It's you know, he's standing tall with his sister, man. And I love
Word.
To see that. I love to see a brother do that. Because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, brothers get shitted on a lot. We're not there for the sister as well. He's there hardcore for the sister. So I really like this. As far as I'm concerned, ESPN, if they could get rid of her, they would. You know, if they could right now, they would. So it's going to be very interesting to see how ESPN does this. She's on a 2-week suspension, so we'll see.
She hasn't tweeted anything out till 6 hours ago, and she says, I love you, Michael Smith, for being my biggest supporter, a great friend, terrific husband and father. I truly don't deserve you. See you soon. Like, their relationship is, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're one and shit, my nigga. And you got to look at it, man. Jemele Hill came from what? Being a writer, a columnist, to get where she's at right now, both her and Michael Smith, to get where they're at. You know what I'm saying? Some people are saying, oh, She risked it all for social media, for black folks, and this, that, and the third. What do you think about those comments, folks? I'm seeing a lot of people saying
she risked it all for
Black Lives Matter and this whole fuckery.
That's ignorant. That's completely ignorant. She wasn't risking anything. She's just speaking her mind. The one thing you know about her, when people ask her questions on Twitter, she answers them. She's not thinking, I'm risking it. Let me take this Bravo stance for this and that. They asked her, what do you think can happen? Well, this is what can happen. Economic repercussions always make people react, always. The bottom line, an effective boycott will get advertisers to will open their eyes. The problem is ESPN is in partnership with the NFL. So the NFL found it highly problematic that she said that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, trolls and people hitting her up there, I don't take none of that shit serious.
Yo, the trolls, I ain't gonna front though. The trolls got me tight though, because I think it's unnecessary. And then when you got pussy boys like Sid Rosenberg talking about ESPN should have fired her. I mean, my nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up, can you get Mike Francesa dick out your mouth? Like, pause on that real quick, my dude. Like, no, I got to take it there, my nigga, because I get mad when I see dudes like that trying to take down a sister. That shit ain't cool. How you pointing judging fingers at her? Who the fuck is you? You worked here, and you from New York City. You moved to Florida, was on 560, 640, 790, and Lebatard and Sedano passed you by. I digress, man.
So the bigger picture is this is all based on Jerry Jones. Like the thing she answered the question about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys when Jerry Jones made a definitive statement where he threatened the players.
Right.
He threatened the players. You know, you're gonna
stand. But Sean, let's talk about last week when he tried to play himself, and you said he assaulted to me off air. Yo, Dre, I ain't falling for that dumb shit. You said that off air to me when you seen Jerry Jones was kneeling. You thought it was a fucking joke. You know, a lot of people, like you said to me earlier, a lot of y'all niggas fell for the banana tailpipe, but I know you wasn't buying that shit. Neither one of us is buying that shit. You know what I mean? And then come out, niggas got to stand up. If they kneel, they can't play. Dak Prescott, you going to step up to the plate? Nah.
Let me just tell y'all, do y'all think Dak Prescott is stepping up to the plate or Ezekiel Elliott stepping up to
the
plate?
No, bad sauce.
I have a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. I'll sell it to you for $5, if you believe that. In my opinion, Jerry Jones has the perfect team. No leadership. The best players are young, they're trying to prove themselves in the NFL, so they want no part of controversy, none whatsoever. They haven't been in the league long enough to even make enough money to even feel comfortable to speak out or stand out. One of the oldest statesmen on the team, Dez Bryant, is a complete immature asshole. Straight up.
Come on.
There's nothing more to say about this.
Tell us how you really feel, my nigga. Tell us how you really feel.
Give me a break. Okay, I'll compare. Let me compare Dez Bryant to, let's say, Michael Bennett or Richard Sherman. Can't do it. Cannot do it. Or Jenkins from Miami. Can't do it. So the point of the matter is, Jerry
Jones.
You
mean Jenkins from Seattle? Jenkins from Seattle,
yes.
Seahawks. Like
Jenkins from Seattle. Jerry Jones played America. Donald Trump called him 4 times and said, do not disrespect the anthem. He's playing these white NFL owners who he knows support him and ride for him. And now they basically came out and said, you know what, we riding with the president. They are actually, they let Donald Trump dictate their policy. He basically said, yo, you better make those players stand up for the national anthem. And now the owners are like, you know what, because Donald Trump said it, we're going to do it. And they've decided they're going to change the narrative and make this about patriotism and standing up for the flag, which is
what's pissing me off too, though, fam, is they making this about the flag and not talking nothing about the protest. They just making it sound like brothers out here trying to disrespect the flag, and that's not at all. Let me ask you another question, my nigga. Why is the president tweeting about football when he's the first one saying sports and politics do not mix? But he's out here 7 o'clock in the morning. Why is the NFL getting massive tax breaks while at the same time disrespecting our anthem, flag, and country? Change tax laws. Then he goes, Sean, with Jamel Hill at the mic, and Sean, he spelled Mike, M-I-K-E, neither here nor there. It is no wonder ESPN ratings have tanked. In fact, tanked so badly, it is the talk of the industry.
Now, this is where people now really understand the depths of how shallow, how awful, how privileged Donald Trump is. Donald Trump isn't you imagine that he's a guy who replaced Obama, who was a true sports fan, who every time people came to the White House, they bonded with him because he was a legitimate sports fan. He wasn't a fake sports fan, didn't have no team. He actually was really into sports. We have Donald Trump, who knows. White America, by and large, is with him on
this national anthem debacle.
Facts.
So he sees it as a wedge issue.
I don't want to say all of white America. I think we should say, I don't think we should say all of white America. I don't think all of white America is co-signing his fuckery.
They're not co-signing his fuckery, but he had 62 million people who voted for him. And a large percentage of those people, like the NASCAR fans, and it breaks down racial lines when they poll people. Should, if you notice, it ain't no white quarterbacks taking a knee. If you notice, it's the white players talking about the black players shouldn't be taking a knee. This is divided amongst racial lines. I know people want to act like it ain't about race. It's always about race, and that's why Donald Trump is playing this issue, because he knows it. So, and then you have, for example, 85 Bears head coach, Mike Ditka. Are you aware what he was saying?
Fuck out of here. Yeah, man. Fuck out of here, Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka,
he's
said,
acting like, hold on, you said it to me earlier. He's acting like, and I'm quoting you. You said to me, the first thing he told me, Dre, why this nigga acting like he wasn't around when the 60s and shit? When racial injustice was going on in the late 60s and shit? Like he wasn't around.
What is so disingenuous, and I want to salute Max Kellerman, who talked about it on First Take this morning. Mike Ditka was in his 20s during the 60s. He was in his 20s. Now, I got to ask people who listen to the show, in your 20s, are you aware of what's going on in the world? Are you fully functional and aware of your surroundings and what's going on? Do you know what's going on in the world? Or are you completely, you don't know nothing. Whatever you into, that's what you into, and nothing else matters. In the 60s, that was one of the most pivotal times in America, in American history to be exact. Malcolm X was killed. Martin Luther King was killed. There was Olympic boycotts and protests. That was the civil rights era. Mike Ditka said in 100 years, he has not seen anyone oppressed in 100 years. Okay? That is the mentality of a lot of people that Mike Ditka just said. And he spoke it freely because a lot of people feel that way. And they're looking at these NFL players as ungrateful, and how dare they not stand for the flag. So,
well, hold on, Sean. Let me ask you a question, because hold on. Somebody just tweeted me saying Michael Smith was on ESPN tonight.
I didn't know that.
And a lot of people saying that right now. I didn't know that either right now. Somebody just hit me and told me that.
So here's the thing. I didn't know that, but here's the thing. He clearly must have got assurances that she has a 2-week suspension. Because I'm convinced if they told him she's fired, I don't know if he would have did it. And the fact that she tweeted out support for him, I'm going to salute him regardless.
Right.
She tweeted out salute to him, so I'm saluting him. Same way, nothing changed.
Me too.
Changed.
Facts. I agree.
Nothing changed.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
I don't want nobody to be like, yeah, Michael Smith went out there. He don't give a fuck about Jamila Hill.
You know it's going to happen, though. But hold on. But you know to the point you just said, brother, that's going to happen. You know there's niggas out here that's going to run with that narrative of exactly what you just said. It's going to happen.
They're going to call him a coon
and all kind of shit.
Nah. No way. She tweeted out. She did her
not
tweet
me and you,
today.
My nigga. I'm talking about people out there.
But
let's not act like that's not going to happen.
Let's just take it what Jamil said. She saluted him and thanked him and said she loved him. So clearly they spoke. She could have told him, look, Ma, you don't got to get caught up in this. You know what I'm saying? She could easily told him that. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what she told him, and we don't know what the ESPN brass told him. So the fact that she said that, I'm good with it. We know he's riding with her. We know that for a fact, because the first time they tried some stuff on her, he was like, I ain't doing it. So we know he's riding with her. So I'm not even going to stress that he was on it. You know what I mean?
And I got to say this. White folks, I see you out here, man. Y'all got your chest out, hoping that Jamel get fired. I'm noticing that, man. In your avies, there's a lot of white Caucasians, man, that really want her up out of here, man. Wow. I find that very interesting, man.
Well, Roger Goodell, lifelong Republican, he said everybody should stand. The owners are now going to possibly meet. Well, you don't have to meet in the technology age, but they're possibly going to try to come up with a solution where everybody stands. They've allowed Donald Trump the most divisive president in my lifetime dictate how they should treat 70% of African-American players in the NFL. They've allowed it. Donald Trump tweeted yesterday. He saluted Jerry Jones and said, yeah, Jerry's going to make – he saluted him. He's throwing it in everybody's face. Yeah, I'm the one who told Jerry Jones to do it, and Jerry Jones is doing it. And Jerry Jones walking around like, yeah, nobody going to stand under me, or I will sit them. You know that the players right now have all the power right now. Jerry Jones, you can't do a goddamn thing if your black players say, we sitting down. What?
Thanks.
What you going to do? You going to forfeit games? You love football, Jerry Jones. You love it. And you're going to tell me, fuck it, y'all not staying for the plan. I'd rather not play football. You're going to say what the owner of the New York Jets said a couple of years ago, where he was like, I don't care about this season. It's more important that Mitt Romney win.
Yeah, Woody Jets. Johnson. I'm sorry, I'm a Jets fan, Woody Johnson, but.
He said that. So you want to know, owner of the Miami Dolphins, Donald Trump made this about patriotism. It's about patriotism. All my players got to stand now. So there you have it. The gauntlet has been thrown out there. And notice, everybody, it's the African-American players who are the ones that's going to be in this crossfire. Not the white players, not Tom Brady, not your favorite, Aaron Rodgers, the greatest gunslinger I've ever seen. Not Drew Brees from Purdue. Drew Brees from Purdue. You know, it's the black players. See, I want to know if this is about race. Will Kane? You want to know if this is about race?
Yeah,
hell
Will
yeah.
Kane, man. Yo, you know what? I tweeted something out today, Sean, because I'm watching Will Kane and Max Kellerman going back and forth today, right? And if looks can kill, man, it just felt like Will Kane was looking at Max like, don't you know you're one of us? And you're sitting up there acting like you're for the black folks? And that's just what I felt watching him, brother. You know what I'm saying? And I proposed a question on Twitter today. I proposed this question on Twitter today. White people, white brothers, how do y'all feel about cats like Max Kellerman or Michael Rapaport speaking up about black injustice? Does that bother y'all? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so here's the thing. Max Kellerman is very smart. I really educated. And what he does that really pisses off Will Kane is he gives him a factual history lesson. And he gave him a factual history lesson about the history of this country. And Will Kane can't refute any of it. He can't.
No.
That's why he couldn't defend Mike Ditka. That's why he could not defend Mike Ditka today. Even though he tried to say, I can't defend Mike Ditka. I can't defend Mike Ditka. But the premise, and he tried to throw this fake-ass argument. See, this is the argument that pisses Will Kane off. You have to be aware of Donald Trump, knowing everything Donald Trump is about, knowing what he did, and still say, fuck it, I'm going to vote for him anyway. Like, you don't give a fuck what he does. Donald Trump brags, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, and my voters will still stay with me. What Will Kane doesn't like is Max exposes the fact that, you know, some of your Texan people are racist. But Max doesn't say it. He just gives him his history lesson.
The subliminal. He gives him subliminals, though. He told him a subliminal. He told him a subliminal. And Will knows. Yeah, Will knows the subliminals
from Texas.
And
he knows
that's what gets Will Kane so mad. Because, you know, Max Kellerman is, to me, in my opinion, he gives him 3-0 bodies. Bodies. 3-0. Flawless. On situations like this. You know what I'm saying? And Will Kane doesn't like it. But back to the original topic. Donald Trump attacking Jemele Hill. We got so much shit going on right now. Right now it's me and you speaking. There's wildfires in California. Puerto Rico still don't got electricity and clean water.
Facts.
We damn near could go to war with North Korea. He's beefing with his own party, with his own people in Donald Trump's party saying, we got to thank God every day there's not World War III. These are Republican senators who have said this. And what is Donald Trump doing to people who support Donald Trump? He's on Twitter attacking an ESPN Sports Center host. That's what he's doing.
That's
now,
crazy.
Right now,
that is fucking. Yo, the way you're going, Sean, the way you said that shit, my nigga,
Like, if you really digest what you just said, sir, pause, it's like, you really, a president, y'all president is beefing with an ESPN anchor. My nigga, you know she made history with this, right? This will go down in the history books.
But this goes to show you, this is what Will Cain's family and friends voted for. And when Max points that out, they want to get mad. Anybody in the battle rap community who supports Trump and thinks, oh yeah, I'm supporting Trump because of what? Y'all stupid. I want all you battle rap fans who support Trump, hit us up and tell us why y'all still support him. Y'all wilding right now. Y'all wilding. This is what y'all want the president to do. I'm on Twitter. Let me get on Jemele Hill. Let me focus on the NFL and call up. Yo, he's calling up NFL owners. This is what you're doing right now. This is what you're doing.
You don't give a fuck about Charlottesville. You don't give a fuck about Las Vegas. He's throwing fucking paper towels at people in Puerto Rico, looking like a fucking scumbag. Like, nah, man.
You know what's crazy? About 50 dudes marched in Charlottesville again. About 50 white supremacists, that's a word. They marched in Charlottesville over the weekend. And you know what Trump decided to do over the weekend? Let's stage a stunt, and I'm going to send my vice president to Indianapolis to fuck up NFL football. Not once did he say, I am ashamed of what those white supremacists in Charlottesville did. He didn't acknowledge that, but he got something to say to Jemele Hill. Y'all, and there's still people out here who defend Donald Trump. I don't respect y'all. You can't be in hip-hop and support him because you out here looking like Kid Rock, if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what's going down, my team.
Let me, since I got you here, man, Eminem is dropping an album, man. Do you care? Do we care as a hip-hop community that Eminem is dropping an album?
I care more about Eminem dropping an album than Jay-Z dropping an album.
What?
I care about Eminem dropping an album infinitely more than Jay-Z dropping an album.
Why? So, all right, so let me get this right. If Eminem and Jay-Z drops albums on the same day, on a Tuesday, you're copying what, sir?
I'm copying Eminem. No question about it.
What?
I'm about lyricism. I'm about lyrical flow and delivery. And Eminem still got it. Still got it.
Oh,
still
so Jay-Z doesn't have that, right? Jay-Z doesn't have that, right? Let me guess.
No. I'll get the fuck out of here.
He just dropped a fucking classic with 444.
I'll give you examples of why I will take Eminem over Jay-Z. Eminem just produced a movie about battle rap, right? So that shows you Eminem is real about this culture. And I'm trying to make my point. Why? All right? You love 444. I thought it was nothing. I'm someone, when I think of introspective lyrics, I think of Joe Budden, who made
me
the greatest ever at introspection. So when Hope talks about
I don't have a problem with you saying that.
When he throws out four-bar lines out, and everybody's like, oh, did you say four-bar lines? Said about Beyonce? Or about people? Like, that's nothing. Joe Budden has lyrical masterpieces about introspection and about vulnerability. That's not even an issue. Eminem,
I asked you a question about Eminem, and you threw Jay-Z in there. Why did you feel the nerve you have to take a shot at Hov when it is actually about Eminem?
Because I want to let you know how much I'm here for the Eminem album. Because I want to
Eminem doesn't have better albums than Jay-Z, first of all. If you want to keep it funky, Jay-Z beats Eminem twice on Sunday when it comes to albums. Let's be clear on albums.
Extremely debatable. That's extremely debatable.
That's not debatable at all. You're fucking bugging. That shit ain't debatable, nigga. Are you serious?
It's very debatable. Because Eminem.
Son, you're bugging right now. You're trolling me.
Here's what I'm
You know more Jay-Z now. Lyrics than Eminem. Knock it off, nigga. You know Jay-Z lyrics way more than Eminem lyrics.
No, I don't. And Eminem's first three albums are lyrical masterpieces. His first three albums, they're all classic to me, and they're lyrical masterpieces. And
Jay-Z has never displayed the level of lyricism Eminem has displayed, ever. He's just not that kind of MC.
Yo, my nigga, you gotta stop his lyricism talk. Get the fuck out of here with his lyricism talk. Like, Holding dropped jewels and gems on us for years. You're talking about lyrics, man. Jay-Z knows how to make albums. Jay-Z picks better beats than Eminem. Let's be fucking clear on that. He just does.
Eminem picks Dr. Dre, so I don't know what that means. So
what do you mean? He hasn't picked Dre in years. Knock it off. He hasn't picked Dre in years. Don't do that. See, you're lying to the public right now. You're lying to the public now and telling the public that Dre's done a lot of Eminem beats in his early career. Once Eminem decided, you know what, I'm going to start making beats, he fell off fucking with Dre. Let's be clear.
I said Eminem's first three albums are all classics, and they display.
I don't think his third album is a classic. I don't think his third. I don't think Eminem shows a classic. I think it's a good album.
Eminem shows.
I don't think it's a classic.
Eminem shows.
See, I hate when you do this shit. You make me look like I don't like Eminem, and the niggas gonna be like, "They're going to be again D-Ride and Hope." No, I like Eminem.
The Eminem show is a classic to me. It is a five mic without question.
I don't think it's five mics.
Remember?
I don't think it's five mics at all.
2002. I remember 2002. I remember that fucking album like it was yesterday. Okay. The point is,
I like Recovery more than that shit, to be honest.
Am I lit about Eminem dropping the album? Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you why.
I don't know if I'm lit.
Let me tell you why I'm lit. Because Eminem comes from this cloth. He comes from the Black Thought cloth. He comes from the Royce the 5'9" Slaughterhouse cloth. That cloth is. Black Thought is 45.
Hey, hold on. Let me throw this. Let me throw this out because I know what niggas are gonna do. He's dropping a freestyle tonight on the BET Cypher, right? And this is what you niggas in hip-hop are going to do. He's going to drop some fire bars, which we're not going to be surprised with Eminem in a cypher. He could do that shit with his eyes closed, okay? He can go to the basket with his left hand and right hand. He can shoot both hands when it comes to doing shit like that. But don't you niggas be getting gassed because you hear a dope freestyle, think that's going to equate to this nigga dropping a fucking classic album. I hope he does. But I'm just going to get gassed off a fucking freestyle. And that's what you niggas are going to do.
So, here's what I'm saying about it. Eminem is cut from the Black Thought cloth, where Eminem is
Black
also the same age as me. He's Black Thought recently did a freestyle, and it was better than everything.
See, here we go. See, you're doing it. The freestyle talk. There
it's not freestyle talk.
You just
proved my point. Here's the thing. Black Thought has lyrical ability. Listen to this. Black Thought has a body of work.
My nigga, just because you can rap, that don't mean, just because you got bars, that don't mean your album is going to be fire, my nigga.
So
I don't like when
niggas
doing that shit. You know
what
I mean? Niggas can rap and got bars and don't not make an album that's
not
fire.
No, it's not a lot. Here's the thing. There's not a lot because they can't do
it.
They can't
Cannabis did it, nigga. What are you talking about? Cassidy did it, nigga. What are you talking about?
And Cassidy ain't better than Black Thought. He ain't even a Black Thought name.
Cassidy can rhyme, though. You know exactly what the fuck I mean when I say that, nigga. Stop trying to compare niggas. I'm not comparing Black Thought to fucking Cassidy. I'm comparing niggas that can rap.
So let me tell you why I'm hype. Let me tell you why I'm hype about Eminem doing it.
Go ahead. Tell us why you're
hype. Let me tell you why I'm hype about Eminem doing it. What's your favorite Jay-Z BET freestyle from the hip-hop shows?
Mine? Kendrick,
Kendrick killed that shit. No. What's your favorite Jay-Z when Jay-Z rapped on the BET Cypher? What's your favorite one?
Yo, I like Jay-Z on Rap City.
No. That's
second
not what
verse.
What's your favorite Jay-Z BET Cypher? Wait. He never did that? Okay, so wait a minute. Has M ever done it before? Has M ever did a shady cypher with something?
This is M's third time. He did it with Slaughterhouse. He did it with Black Thought. And I guess he did it tonight on the BET Awards. What's your point?
I'm going to tell you my point.
Y'all niggas be talking about I bring up Jay-Z in the conversation. This nigga brought up Jay from the jump. I didn't bring it up to Jay. So you niggas get on Sean for bringing him home. I didn't bring him up.
If we're talking about in correlation to Eminem. And you ask me, how do I feel about Eminem's album coming out? And I'm telling you why. There are certain MCs where rapping is everything to them. Nothing, no matter how rich, how famous, it's in their bloodstream. Okay? You're not going to see Jay-Z go to Sway in the Morning and rap for 4 to 5 minutes. And people will say, he don't got to do it. He rich. He home. He this. He married to Beyonce. That's the excuse they'll use. But at the end of the day, he's an MC, like Eminem. Eminem is the total true definition of a MC and a lyricist. He's from the same generation as Jay-Z. BET Cypress.
Can you stop that shit? My nigga keep saying he's a lyricist. He's a lyricist. He's a lyricist. He's a lyricist. He was a lyricist. We know that nigga got bars. Can he construct an album for 14 joints? That's do not.
This right now. I will tell you this right now. Jay-Z has no lyrical output better than Rap God. And the last.
Yo, there you go with Jay-Z again.
Because I'm trying to explain.
Again.
I'm trying to explain to you why I'm excited. I used an MC that you like and you think is the greatest MC of all time in Jay-Z. And you asked me.
I don't think he's the greatest of all time. I never said that. Don't do that. I never say he's the greatest of all time, Miguel.
And you asked me why, and I'm telling you why. Because M is cut from a different cloth as an MC than Hov. And I'm highlighting why.
Jesus.
Highlighting why.
Jay-Z has better albums than this nigga. You need to stop saying
debatable.
That. Jay-Z
debatable.
Has better albums
debatable.
Than Eminem. You're bugging the
debatable.
Fuck out.
Debatable.
Eminem has no debatable. Album better than fucking Blueprint. Eminem has no fucking better album than Reasonable Doubt. Eminem has no better album than 444. What are you talking about?
Eminem's first three albums are better than 444. I mean, come on, stop playing that.
No, they're not.
Stop playing. I don't think they are. So you're saying Jay-Z's album. So, this, so
Eminem has funny shit. Yo, I like Eminem, man. Yeah,
no, wait a minute. Let me clear what you just said. Jay-Z's album as a 47-year-old is better than anything Eminem has ever done. I want you to stand on that statement.
Well, see, I like the Marshall Mathers LP is my favorite Eminem album. This second album is a fucking classic. Okay, the first album is four mics, four and a half to me. You get what I'm saying? I think the Eminem show is four mics. Then you want to talk about Relapse? That funny voice shit, I wasn't fucking with it. Recovery was a good album. I actually like Recovery a lot.
We're talking about he knew that funny voice shit nobody was fucking with. So you know what he did? He came with an album the next year. Because even he knew it. He knew it. He was like, yo, I fucked up coming out with this funny voice.
Yeah, because
he sobered up.
Relapse, Recovery, you get it? Do you get it? Do you listen to Eminem, nigga? One album called Relapse, Recovery. There's a reason why he called those albums that. But you try to tell me I don't fuck with Eminem. Get out of here with that shit.
And I will say this. Tell me the song, since Magna Carta, that Jay-Z has better than Rap God.
My nigga, The Eagles is better than that. I don't know what the fuck
I'm talking about modern Jay-Z, the Jay-Z from the Magna Carta era, from 2013. We're in 2017.
Dog,
I'm giving
why
you
are we
five
talking about Jay-Z again, fam? Why
because
in
I'm
the
highlighting,
fuck are we talking
I'm highlighting
about Jay-Z,
Eminem,
y'all?
Because
I'm
highlighting. I'm
trying to talk about Eminem. And please, if
and
you niggas have not checked our appreciation, me and Sean actually do have an Eminem appreciation. Please go check that out. I got to fuck that right quick. Ahead,
and we're talking about Eminem. I'm talking about Eminem as compared to someone who you think is a great lyricist and MC. And I'm highlighting 444. You said, do we want
to do an album? It's a fucking dope album. Fire. Marcy means my shit.
That's your last
40 seconds of Marcy Me feels like I'm in the whip driving wifey. The fucking wind is blowing, my nigga. I got some lick in my hand and shit. And I'm just whipping through 305 through Collins, my nigga. That's the feel I get.
Then that's great, because I'm glad hip hop still gives you that feel. You know what gives me that feel in hip hop? You know what gives me that feel in hip hop? Seeing Method Man and Black Thought, my generation guys still show that they can rap better than everybody. That makes me love and feel and appreciate hip hop so much. And Eminem, born the same year as me, is going to show that he can still rap better than all these other dudes. And I like that.
What's
he
going to talk about, though? What's he going to talk
about?
What's he going to talk about? Because when he gets introspective, what are you going to say when he gets introspective? Because he's going to get introspective on his album. He always does.
Let's be very clear. There's no comparison in Eminem's vulnerability and introspective and Jay-Z's vulnerability.
I'm not talking about Jay-Z.
This nigga ain't here, man. Holy mother, Jesus, Joseph.
I'm explaining to you his level of introspection.
Well,
because
is he gonna drop a single? Is he gonna drop a single with the little, you know, usually Eminem's first singles are some goofy Gaga shit. His first singles are. Is he gonna?
Yeah,
I know he's
so
gonna
what?
Take shots at
so
Trump. You know he's gonna take
his
political thing. Shots at Trump. And I'm gonna love that shit too.
Right. He always comes out with silly pop, funny songs. That's his MO. That's
yeah, I don't really
does.
Feel no shit.
I don't judge him by that.
I'm not judging him at all. I'm judging him off the first. I'm not judging. Well, I am judging him because I'm going with your body of work. Usually, your first singles are some ha ha hee hee shit. Is it not? Am I lying? Is this not a hip hop Eminem fact?
No, because Rap God was one of his lead singles for his last album. And that was one of the greatest displays of lyricism in the history of hip hop.
Oh, here we go.
Rap God is not one of the greatest.
Lupe Fiasco can rhyme, my nigga, and I don't be stealing his albums like that. So when you come in with the lyricism talk, niggas like Lupe Fiasco can rap, and he's dumb nice. But I don't mean
he
know his fucking albums like that. But Lupe is still nice, though.
He ain't nowhere near like
I'd rather listen
to. You'd rather listen to Kick Push than what? Than what exactly? Go ahead, tell me.
I just told you that niggas like Lupe Fiasco can rap, but I'm not the fan of their product like that. Even though Food and Liquor was a good album, I ain't gonna hold you on Lupe Fiasco album. That shit was dope. I fuck with Lupe. Let me not even say that. I do fuck with Lupe.
The point is, Rap God was such a great
display.
The highest
of lyricism.
I'm hyped.
Say lyricism again. Just say lyricism again, please.
I can't think of Eminem and not think of Supreme Lyricist. It's one and the same. You know what I'm saying?
Can he hold down a fucking album with 13
yes.
joints? See, let's get into the meat
Absolutely.
And potatoes
Absolutely.
That you just
Absolutely.
Always fucking talk
Absolutely.
About lyricism. And you're not
Absolutely.
Talking about the joints that we're about to hear. The production.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing.
Absolutely.
M, please grab some Dre beats. Please grab some Eminem. Do me a favor. Can you grab a Derringer beat? Go hot. You already signed these niggas. Tell Derringer give you three beats. Cop three beats from Derringer. Please. I wouldn't mind having Conway and Benny and Westside done on some joints too. I wouldn't mind, you know. But then I heard he has 2 Chainz on the album. Like, I don't want to hear you rapping no fucking 2 Chainz. Fuck out of here, M. I don't want to hear you and 2 Chainz on no shit. Just because y'all niggas
so
is boys and y'all fucking each other.
That don't
mean y'all got to be the fucking... Hold on. I don't like when niggas... Listen, hold on real quick before you go, Sean. I don't like because certain rappers get cool, Sean. All of a sudden they feel like, yo, let's work together, bro. That don't necessarily mean because y'all niggas met at the fucking Grammys and y'all changed numbers and shit that y'all should be in the booth together. That doesn't work.
So you need to direct that to Dave East. Because Dave East has a song with 2 Chainz, and it's a fire song.
I'm not feeling that either.
That song is fire. That song is fire.
It's fire. It's okay.
That
song is
fire.
Okay.
You better go listen to it again. Dave East.
I'm not listening again. I've heard it again. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's on the Carrie Chanel album. That's a fire song.
Yeah.
Straight up.
It's fire.
They get busy on that. The point of the matter
Dave
is, major rejection.
Dave East, real quick. I try to give him... your EP or whatever you want to call this, your warm up before the album comes out. I'll be trying to go back some time and give it a try, my nigga. Yeah, man.
So the original question is, are we trying to hear an Eminem album? And my answer to you was emphatically yes. That's my answer. To
I
you.
Do
want to
hear it. I don't know if I feel emphatically yes, but I would like to hear how Eminem feels in 2017. Where his mind is at. I'm pretty sure he's in a way different space than he was 7 years ago.
Here's where I know his mind is at. He believes in rapping. Just like Method Man still can rap and Black Thought still can rap, there's certain MCs who can still rap.
My nigga, you've been around this game too long to keep coming with this rapping shit. Once again, we know Eminem could rap. We know that, nigga. Do we know that? Do we have that established fam that we know, me and you know, that he can rap?
He's one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Can he make dope music in 2017 where I don't have to skip after skip two to go to track seven, to go to track 17, and then me and you do a talk about the album on the show, and we're scared, scratching our head like, yeah, we don't know, M. We don't know about that beat, M. Too much singing, M. Why so many guest appearances, M? That's my concern.
Okay, that's your concern. So let's just wait till the album comes out, and then we'll judge it. That's all. I'm not going to prejudge it. I'll wait till the album comes out. But I will back to my original point. I will go back to my original point. I will buy Jay-Z. I will buy Eminem twice on Sunday before.
Yeah, you said it. See, you said it right. You know what? You said it right the first time. You said you could buy Jay-Z because you know in your heart of hearts that's how you feel.
I will buy Eminem twice on Sunday before Jay-Z. I will buy Eminem twice on Sunday.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I do not believe you.
New Kids on the Block suck a lot of dick. Boy and girl groups make me sick. And I can't wait till I catch all you faggots in public. I'ma love it. Love M, man. Bunk it.
Okay.
Y'all need to go to Eminem.
Eminem bars going at pop groups. Go ahead.
Y'all need to listen to our Eminem appreciation. This boy is no joke.
It's dope.
He's no joke on the mic. I remember when he put Slaughterhouse on his album. Remember that? Remember when he put Slaughterhouse on his album and cut Joe Buttons off for the song? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
Yo, I'm not gonna hold you. I was like, yo, is Joe verse on here, son? Did I miss a verse from this nigga? Yeah, man. This is what it is, man. I just want the album to be fine. Because here's the thing. You're talking about Eminem over Jay-Z, but I don't know if it's introspective is going to be better than Jay-Z's in 2017. I don't know. I want to see that. Eminem's already gave us his whole life. See, the difference between Jay-Z and Eminem is this. Eminem's already gave us his life. Jay-Z just now giving us his dirty laundry. You get me?
Damn.
So that's what it is, man. Say what's on, my nigga.
PSA Podcast. Hip Hop Appreciation. Dre with the exclusive, controversial, non-controversial, lit, one-on-one battle rap interviews with your favorite battle rappers.
Holla.
Sports, hip hop, and yo, when it comes to appreciation, come on, man, stop talking hip hop. Leave it alone. Leave it to people actually listen to hip hop.
We was there.
To quote LeVar Ball, stay in your lane.
Boy.
Your lane is battle rap. Our lane is any motherfucking thing we want to talk about because we could do that.
We out. Mark! Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Love talking to this brother right here. Get to chop it up with him, man. You know what I'm saying? World domination. Wow. My niggas, when I saw the card and I was like, Jim's against who? I was like, hold the fuck up. How this nigga's on this card? And then I saw somebody else on this card. And I was like, they in the same card, in the same building? Man, let me chop it up with the bro right quick, man. Brooklyn, what it do, man? This is how Brooklyn do. Math Alpha, what's poppin', bro?
What's poppin', son? What it is, son?
Shit, I can't call it. How you, brother?
I'm chilling, bro. Talk to me. What are we talking about?
Let's just take it from the chippity, man. How did you and King of the Dot get on the same page? I think it's dope, first of all. I'm not bashing it. I just want to ask you, how did that look? Did you have trepidation?
I think that,
I'm a fucking nigga.
People's public perception of certain shit be like, it be off, but because, you know, people don't step out and really tell you what it is. People run with it and they be like, yo, you know what I mean? Da 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 da. Yo, we just gonna let that ride out. You know what I mean? Say people saying, yo, it's funny, man, if I put on the King of the Dot joint, but niggas forget that I had Vancouver booked. Niggas forget that I was supposed to be on the first NASCAR. Not the first, the second NASCAR. But it's a surprise for some reason. Like, I always had a good relationships with certain people in King of the Dot. I'm not gonna say everybody, but that's just because I don't really rock with everybody. I'm not that type of person, but I've always had good relations with certain people up there who's always wanted to see me win. So it is what it is. And when you know, I've always done good work with them as far as
right.
the battles that I have had. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
one of them turned
backstage.
Out to be a little crazy, but everything that I've done with them has been, like, some big shit. Like, me and Pat stayed. We battled
yeah.
in front of a crowd of, like, 1,800 people. That's one of the biggest crowds
Word.
King of the Dot has ever had, if not the biggest. You know what I mean? I had a legendary battle with Disaster. Regardless of however it turned out, it's still an entertaining battle to watch. It's still like, yo, this shit crazy. You know what I mean? Niggas is going on. So there's no reason for niggas to really sit back and be like, yo, I can't believe he's on a card. It don't make sense, but it is what it is. You know what
Let me ask you a question. They reached out to you, obviously, first, right, to have that conversation to see if you wanted to be on the card?
Of course.
Were you shocked they reached out to you?
Bro, you didn't just hear what I just said. Like,
no, but I'm saying though. No.
Yeah, niggas,
I'm saying.
Listening when niggas talking to you like
yes,
yo, son,
my nigga.
It's not that hard.
I just
explained it to you, my nigga.
Nigga.
I just explained it to you. Like, I don't understand. Like, how are you not?
No, I know you explained it to me, man, but I'm just trying to get in your psyche right quick. Man. I'm trying to dig a math off his brain.
Well, all right,
like, I'm pretty
all
sure
right.
you looked
if
at the phone like.
My psyche, look,
you probably looked at the
I'm
phone like.
I'm telling you what it is. Never. The person that called me, you know what I mean? It's somebody I speak to all the time, so it's not a problem. Like, you know
okay.
what I mean?
Right. You and Jim's my nigga. You ready?
Yeah, look, it's more about me back in Toronto, I feel like. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna downplay Jim's and say he hasn't been doing his thing. I think he had a really good match with DNA, but I honestly don't think Jim's could really, you know, and that's not to say I'm sleeping. I'm not sleeping. But
I think you're sleeping, my nigga.
I think you're sleeping. I'm
going to
keep
it
tough. I think you're sleeping.
No. I think that a lot of y'all niggas went brain dead because you saw me not care a couple times. And it's respectable. I see that people do the same thing with, like, Charlie Clips and certain other legends that might take a battle and not be too serious about it. And then y'all be like, oh, well, these niggas. And, but then you forget the great performances that got that person to that status. I think that sometimes y'all niggas really, like, forget. Y'all be sitting on y'all brain. You know what I mean? Or I don't know.
But hold on. We can
hold
on, man. We can flip the script.
Of it. Hey, wait. Ain't no flipping the script.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Okay.
All of Jim's is battles. All the battles that Jim's has. The battles that I have. Who has the fucking, like who's.
Like, your resume is better than Jim's, man.
If
you take it there,
all right,
your resume
right.
is better than Jim's.
But I'm not going to live in the past. I'm not going to live in the past because, like you niggas, I'm going to imagine the best Jim's ever. I'm going to make.
You're going
to
get
gonna
it.
Imagine,
you, listen,
I'm gonna manage,
I guarantee you, you're
going to
get the
just,
best Jim's you're going to get.
Just,
trust me.
Jim's, I don't know, but this is what I'm saying. I'm going to imagine the best Jim's, and that's who I'm preparing for. You dig what I'm saying? Or I'm going to really. For me, a lot of the times it's more me watching my best performance and figuring out how to top that. You know what I mean?
Mass, this boy is not coming to play with you, man.
Look, man, I hear what you're saying, and I get why you're saying it, because you see me play around with certain niggas, but I'm not going to go all the way to Toronto to do that, bro.
But Mass, you don't feel some type of way when niggas are saying Jim's is the favorite to beat you?
Yo,
this is what niggas are saying.
I know you don't like to hear about two or two shits or whatever, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, it's the same mentality.
I don't.
Where a lot of niggas said that Rum and Ill Will was going to beat us. A lot of niggas said Verb and Ill was going to beat us. A lot of niggas said DNA and K-Shine was going to beat us. You know what I mean? And it's what it is. It's the same old shit. It's just battle shit, bro. Like, people are going to go, well, I think Jim's is going to win because, you know, I've been sitting on my brain and I forgot that Math Hopper is Math Hopper. You know what I mean? So until it happens, and I kind of appreciate that people think like that, because that makes, like, if I, when I have a good performance, it makes is so much bigger. Like, oh, shit. Oh, Matt Hoffa, he showed up. Like, this is the Hoffa. And then niggas remember what it was like. This is the Hoffa that battled Arsenal. This is the Hoffa that... And then, you know, niggas say all that shit. But in the meantime, it is what it is. I've been in this predicament before, and I'll come out on top. It's nothing.
Do you feel like your back's against the wall?
I never feel like my back is against the wall, bro. I've been shot at in real life. This is
what
a back
rap
against
terms,
the wall situation.
We ain't talking street rules, man. We know you street nigga.
I don't feel the same pressures as other niggas. Like, I really got to put myself in a zone where it's rap. Like, you know, a nigga can't rap better than me when I'm on my shit, period. A nigga can't perform better than me when I'm on my shit. Like, you know, people start saying your back is against the wall. I will never feel like my back is against the wall, bro, because regardless to whatever I do, I'm still Mav Hoffa, and I'm still going to give respect, whether it may not be online, but when I walk the streets every day, I still get that love. I get daps and hugs and stories about how I help motherfuckers, like shit like that, you know what I mean?
Do you? But let me ask you a question, though. When I was asking you the question about your back against the wall, because let's be real, you still love the culture. You still want niggas to show, you know, that love when it comes to battle rap. And I'm talking about not the streets for a minute, just they go mass. Mass had a dope performance. I'm pretty sure you want that love the same way
of
you
course,
get the streets.
Of course,
when it comes to battle rap.
The show. I heard Jim Stoker.
Right.
I want to steal the show too. I want to have the best performance of the night. You dig what I'm saying? I want to be the talk, like, fuck, I mean, not fuck the headline, because that's, you know, that's my man Cortez, and that's Ice, shout out to Ice, but I want that spot. I want niggas to say, yo, I forgot this nigga was that crazy. He's that crazy. You know what I mean?
But, and also, you beating Jim's is a good look for you to get maybe battles that you want, you know what I'm saying?
It's like a reintroduction to Toronto. You know what I mean? Like, hey, how y'all been? Y'all remember me? Okay, all right. Let me remind you. See what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you a question. Are any concerns that, because we compared you the other day to Joe Budden and Eminem in this sense, that your life is like an open book. Like how Eminem and Joe Budden's book is open in hip-hop, yours is kind of in battle rap. Like, we feel like we know you because you're very accessible. You know what I'm saying? And the people that battle you, you're going to hear the same thing all the time. Does that annoy you all the time? And do we take points off if niggas talk about Dose, if niggas talk about Jones, niggas talk about Bonnie? Does that you get tired of hearing that because niggas could only take that angle towards you? The personal route?
Only if it sounds the same as something that somebody else said. If you could do it in a new way, then I'd be like, oh, okay, that was dope. I kind of like that. I like the way you flipped it. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, like, you know, it's battle rap, bro. A nigga gonna come the way he thinks is gonna win. My task is to show him how that's not gonna win. You dig what I'm saying? So I can't take it personal because I know. You know, certain things the niggas talk about or whatever this and third. So my life is out there, you know what I'm saying, nigga? A nigga might need something to talk about. You know what I mean? Like I said, in the Solomon joint, I was like, I could talk about my life for 3 rounds. It should still be fire. Most niggas can't do that. So it is what it is.
Are you nervous?
Nah.
Not at all?
Nah. When you answer that quick, it's usually honest. The first answer that pops up in your head, is the honest answer. Then is the answer that you kind of like got to think about and put other things. When you answer that quick, nah.
Okay.
Not at all.
Jim said this battle was supposed to happen a long time ago. True or false?
No. I don't agree with that. This battle was not supposed to happen a long time ago. Or would have happened a long time ago. So, no, I don't agree with that. I think Jim's been calling me out for a long time. But because he hasn't been one of the most popular guys, people don't really know. You know what I'm saying? Like, for everybody listening, I hope you don't think this is like a matchup out of nowhere. It's not really out of nowhere. This nigga done brought my name up in a couple of battles, so. And, you know what I mean, blogged about it, whatever, this and the third. You know what I mean? This is like four, maybe five years coming.
I think it's five, though. I think it's five, man. I could be wrong, but I think
it's
five.
Yeah, it might be five. Might be five.
It's been 5 years. Damn, my nigga. Shit.
Are we going to get aggressive, Hoffa?
Why would I tell you what I'm going to do, bro?
Well, look, I feel like I know you. I feel like I know you. You mix up
having... This is what you do, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
You mix in the aggressiveness, and you can also have that jokefulness. And I think Jim's going to try to crack jokes also, but you can match him on that also, the humor aspect of battle rap. You can do that also. But I'm also wondering if you come in there pissed the fuck. I really want you to be pissed off. Me as a Mad Hoffa supporter, I really want you mad as fuck. That's what I really want you. I want you to piss the fuck off. I want
Piss
you to go. I don't want you to
Why?
Smile at nobody.
Why would you want
piss.
To piss the fuck?
I want
Yo,
you mad.
Let me tell you something, man.
Not to pound nobody.
Hold on. One, at any event, you'll never want me mad. Two, as far as my attributes, bro, I got an all-around game. And I think that, you know, some people might not realize it because, you know, whatever. You know, how you watch battles is how you watch battles. If you pay attention to my shit, bro, I'm one of the niggas that got a high level in all categories. There's not a category you can say I don't have a high level in. Is there?
No.
I mean, let's think about
it. I need you to win. I want you. You gotta win, Matt. But Matt, here's the thing: you can talk about all the levels you want. Are you leaving Toronto with the W? When I watch the pay per view at the crib, am I gonna recap this battle and be like, Matt Hoffa got a W over Gems? That's what we care about. I really think people feel like your Matt gotta show and prove.
So I gotta show and prove.
Yeah, Matt, you don't think so?
All right, so if I walk out with the 30. You gonna be happy?
Yes. If I say happy, if I say happy, that means I'm trying to play Gems and I fuck with Gems. That's my guy.
No.
Let's be clear.
You already said it.
No, I can't. Jim is my guy. I'm not biased at all.
If you agree this nigga, I'm gonna be happy. So
I'm not gonna be happy. I will salute
man,
you. I will salute you.
Yes.
First
of all,
my nigga.
We
Brooklyn niggas.
If I 30 Gems, it's not going to be different. I'm sure that he's going to do his thing. But if I 30 Gems, it's not going to be. It's not going to.
I don't think
nobody's going to
30,
a
though.
Huge
I don't think you're going to 30
on,
Gems,
on
and I don't think Gems going to 30 though.
Nah, I'm going to 30 Gems, but I don't think it's going to have like a crazy
30?
Effect on his career because. In actuality, Gems is a very good entertainer, but he doesn't really win battles to me. And I'm sure y'all go back and you watch his record, unless it's like, you know, against people who've been in the game for a while. It's always questionable. You know what I'm saying? Like I think Gems reinvented himself.
With the blog and now trying to sound
that's dope. And I like that. However, is this reinvented Gems the best Gems that you've seen so far?
As of late,
yes.
I like his last couple of battles.
Okay.
Well,
cool.
I did like his battle with DNA.
I thought that was battle of the night on that card. Let's hold that point. This is the best Gems that you've seen so far. Is this the best Gems close to the best Hoffa you've ever seen?
No.
Okay, cool. All right. That's all I got to say. So all I got to do is go in there and be the best Hoffa. His job is be the best Gems. So far, the best Gems. It's not even close to the best Hoffa. So
I feel like a lot of people are saying
Gems is going to win to motivate me. Like this nigga is like, yo, if I say Math is going to win, he might sleep, bro. Nah, let's say Gems is going to win, so we so we can see this nigga get killed. You know what I mean? Like, I really feel like that'd be people's motivation when they say certain shit. Like, yo, I'm a think in the mind of math, and I want him to get angry, so I'm going to say Jim's is going to win because I want math to show up and be crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even like niggas.
All right, let me put you on the spot then. Your last couple 1-on-1 battles, your last couple 1-on-1 battles compared to Jim's, who you giving that to? Keep it funky.
Say it again.
Your last couple 1-on-1 battles compared to Jim's last couple 1-on-1 battles, who you giving that to?
Me.
I got to disagree.
Me.
I have to disagree on a 1-on-1.
Hey, everybody's entitled
to
their own opinion. It's battle rap. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know what I mean? I still, if that's the case, I'd say the last couple of battles I've done still kind of generated a lot more attention, you know what I'm saying, than his battles. And if your job is to entertain, is what it is. I can't look back and cry over spilt milk. Like, all I can do is look forward to the future and be like, yo, the fans want this from me. The fans want me to be the best I could be. I want me to be the best I can be. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so when you see me, like, in them 2-on-2s, and I don't want nobody to take the 2-on-2s light because that's real competition. You up against two
brains.
You know what I mean?
Well, we don't
you up against two brains, bro.
Fans,
I hear a lot of niggas say, yo, the 2-on-2s don't count. They don't count for who? You think Hitman Hollow would have came at K-Shine the way he did if niggas ain't really, like, take that 2-on-2 personal? Like, yo, we ain't do too good in the 2-on-2. That means I got to come back and I got to do this. You know what I mean? They count, bro. You can't say that nothing. Anytime you get on that stage, it counts. It counts. I've never walked into a situation saying, this don't count. I might not have been focused, but I never walked into a situation saying, this don't count. It counts.
When people look at Math Hoffa's resume, they're going to talk more about 1-on-1s compared to your 2-on-2s, my nigga.
All right, then you got to go. You can make your own decision. All I can say is make your own decision now on what you think is going to happen. I guarantee you. I know what's going to happen already. I know.
All right. Have you started writing yet?
Bro, I know what's going to happen already. I'm letting you know.
All right, I'm asking, have you started writing yet, though?
What's going to happen, bro? I know what's going to happen, son. I know what's going to happen.
I don't like
Let
how you dodged that question,
That's
Math.
What I'm
Come
Let me
on,
be great.
Man.
Hey, man, you could say
Math. Do not sleep on this nigga, Math.
You could take it how you want to take it or how I answer the question, but I know what's gonna happen, bro. I know what's gonna happen. You get what I'm saying?
All right. I got you.
It's gonna be a good night. It's gonna be a good night.
You and Jones in the same building.
Uh huh.
People talking about that also.
Shout out to Sirius Jones. I love him. I love Sirius Jones. I love him. I love him. He's a good guy.
Really?
He's a very good guy. Yeah, he's a very good guy.
Are you being sarcastic? I don't know when you're being sarcastic, nigga. You have a dry sense of humor sometimes. I never know when you're serious.
Nigga, you never
do math. Come on.
I never know, my nigga, because you say some
what?
Shit. And it's like, is this nigga trolling me or I got to ask, man?
Look, man, like I said, yo, I watched Jones battle with Disaster. I was ill. I've been listening to his music. I've been checking out.
He 30'd him, though. He 30'd Disaster, right? Keep it funky. He 30'd that nigga.
Yeah, I'd say so. I definitely say so. What else? I've been checking out his interviews.
Hold on, quick. Did King of the Die, hold on, let me ask you a question. Did King of the Die have a conversation with you about you and Jones? Like, yo, y'all going to be in the same car. No funny style shit or... Because truthfully, Math, I want to tell both y'all niggas ain't getting y'all second half to after the battle. Be real, my nigga.
Why? Why would you say that?
Just in case, niggas, you know, you might cross paths and words might exchange. Just, you know, I think
look,
it's kind of,
look, man,
I felt it was
look,
kind of
I think,
dicey.
Yeah. I think on me and Jones, it's not like, you know, me and Diz, where, you know, he lives, like, on a whole nother coast. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in New York City. I'm in New York City. He's in Jersey. Yeah. I be in Jersey sometimes. Like, if it was that serious, you know what I mean? Like, it would have been that serious, but it hasn't been that serious.
Yeah, but y'all in
so
the same building now, man.
I think that
y'all in the same building, on the same car.
I understand. I've been in the same building with him before, and, you know, I just don't want to – I'm not trying to promote no negative situation.
No, not at all.
I tend to go to Toronto.
I was just trying to see where y'all at.
I have a blast.
Right.
I'm not even thinking about anything.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think y'all have a conversation? Y'all have a dope conversation?
No, probably,
in Toronto?
Probably
just y'all two?
Probably not. Probably
I would love
not.
That. Just y'all two, nobody, no media, no niggas around, just you and Jones talking like men. That'd be dope.
No.
Are you going to take a shot at him on the battle?
I don't have to talk to somebody to make my money. So
that's
it doesn't
true.
Matter to me.
Let me a shot at you in this battle, if he takes a shot at you in the battle, do you get mad? Just ask him.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. What's the shot going to be about?
You know, niggas will call niggas out in a battle, or they'll say a nigga's name in a bar. Your name's mentioned. Like, I remember one card. I don't know what card that was. Your name was mentioned, like, goddamn, 9 times in one event. I was
bro,
like,
bro,
Jesus
that's
Lord.
A lot of cards. That's a lot of cards, to be honest. That's a lot of cards. Like,
it was a one night, my nigga, when your name was mentioned,
like,
man.
We just need to fuck with this nigga because there's something about him. Like, he's just gonna, like, I'm tied in, bro. There's no getting me out of this shit. I'm tied in. You know what I mean? You wanna get me out? Give me $5 million. $5 million, I'll leave this shit alone.
Last question about that though. The king of the dot tell you that he was gonna be on the card, and when you found out, were you like,
I knew he was gonna be on the card, but you know, I look at it like this. I think Jones is battling, you know, for his own purposes. No, he's battling for his own purposes. I'm battling for my own purposes. There's no reason that we out there for business. Like, you really want to get into it, you know, out of the country. You don't really want to, you know, just being a grown man about it. Like, I don't expect anything to be, you know, just crazy. I just think that
the first,
you know, if we got
I thought I was like, maybe
don't need to speak.
I thought initially when I saw both of you on the card, I was like, well, maybe they smoking shit. Also, like, all right, my nigga, we on the same card. Squeeze all that shit. We move on like, man, that's years ago bullshit. We could be in the same vicinity, same building. I ain't got no problem with you. Ain't got no problem with me. And just keep it moving. I see you in the hotel room. Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
I mean, I said what I needed to say to Jones the last time, like, we spoke in person. And that was that, you know, where any ill feelings that he still harbors towards me, you know, I guess it might not be that serious because my phone number is still the same. You know, I'm still in New York, you're still in Jersey. If it was that much of a problem, I think it would have been solved by now. But, you know, I don't want people to get confused with what's battle rap and what's real life. You dig what I'm saying? Don't confuse the
yeah, but battle rap and
shit
but battle rap in real life.
Certain shit is battle rap.
But battle rap in real life,
you know, somebody. No, but this is what I'm saying. Like, certain shit that's said is like battle rap and what somebody feels like they need to do for their image. Mm-hmm. And certain shit is real life. Me personally, like, I feel like I don't need to say anything about that situation really. So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Ice and Cortez, what you think?
And I wouldn't be worried about him saying anything about it. I think if I was him, I'd be worried about everybody else saying something about it. I ain't really been talking about it too much. He's been talking about it. You get what I'm saying? So.
Oh yes.
You know. Yeah, he had a couple interviews recently.
But it was nothing negative though, was it?
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be worried about what I'm saying. I'd be worried about what everybody else on the card is going to say.
No, but what did he say, though? Did he say anything negative about you being on the card, or was it just like, you know, it is what it is? Like, how you feel? Probably the way you feel.
He was just ranting.
The same way
he was
just
ranting. He was probably, you know, in his feelings a little bit. It's cool.
Oh, so he's not happy that you're on the card.
I wouldn't say that. I don't know, bro. I don't care. You have to get him on the show and ask him about that. You dig what I'm saying?
Well, me and Jones,
I'm
really talking about that.
I don't got no problems with him. I'm going out there, handling my business tomorrow. I'm going to put on a show. I'm trying to steal battle of the night, but performance of the night. Because that battle of the night, I think the gyms will really, really, really have to be super exceptional. And I just feel like, I mean, even though I feel like people do their best or try their best against me, you know what I mean? Like, there's not many opponents that I faced that I wasn't, like, kind of surprised. Like, this nigga kind of stepped it up. There's a lot of people that stepped it up for me. So, but I don't know. I don't this quartet.
Did you see his blog, though? Did you see his blog? How you look with conviction? Gyms.
No,
you talking about your battle with him.
That's great. No, that's great. I like the conviction. I like the conviction. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You know what I mean? Because it shows that he's gonna try his all. But I think that
nigga said you don't matter no more. Nigga basically saying you don't matter no more. Like, you some washed up Kevin Duckworth type nigga out here, my nigga. Yo, you better come correct with this nigga Jim's,
man. I know Jim's better than that. I know he didn't say that. But if other niggas are saying that, it's the same niggas that have been saying that since 4 years ago.
Right.
So it doesn't fucking matter. You dig what I'm saying? It really doesn't matter. Like, our niggas can say that till they blew in the face. I'm still getting paid. Here's what it is.
All right. One last question before we wrap it up here. Head Ice and Cortez, what do you think about that?
I think that's going to be a great match. I think it's going to be a great match. I think I definitely got Cortez taking it. But I think it's going to be real.
The judge battle. It's a judge battle, though, Mav. It's a judge battle.
That's
and you remember that Lions did.
Yeah, I like that.
What happened the first time,
cool.
I mean, you know.
That's cool. Cortez is
I thought Cortez won the Lions then shit. I'm going to keep it tall. Sorry, KRS-One, Raekwon, Rakim. I had Cortez winning that.
There you go. There you go.
You know what I mean?
So I think that all Cortez has to do is steer clear of punchlines that involve the judges, and he'll be fine. He'll be fine. I think that's what fucked him up the first time. You know what I'm saying? I think the judges took it a little personal that Cortez said certain shit, and they wanted to spite him. You know what I mean? They wanted to be petty. So it is what it is.
Let me ask you one last question about that also. If Cortez wins, and I say this respectfully when I say this, he's going to win the chain if he beats Head Ice. That means he can't battle any other league. Because remember, Head Ice was supposed to battle Shotgun Shug, and because he was champion, he couldn't battle Shotgun Shug on UW. So if Cortez wins, he's probably, I mean, I'm no shade to the talent pool over there at King of the Dot, but I'm pretty sure brothers like
King
you,
of,
like,
King
you,
of the
you know?
Wants, if King of the Dot wants people to really, you know, if you're going for the title shot, I'm sure they make it interesting somehow. For Ice to be turning down a battle like him versus Shotgun Shug, which was potentially a great battle, it's got to be worth it in some way that we don't know about publicly. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, once you have the belt, once you have the chain, you can't battle all the leagues.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. To do that, I'm sure there's something that they make it worthwhile with.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't think it's just you get the chain and you got to chill. I don't think it's just that. I think there might be a little bit more to it. You know what I mean? All
right. Well,
like I said, man, all I can say is I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give y'all the best offer. That's it. That's it. The best offer. And I think that some of y'all might have forgot. Some of y'all know, and y'all expecting it, and y'all like, yo, these niggas is going to be mad as fuck. But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I think that people really, like, even watching the 2-on-2s, like, I'm going to keep going back to the 2-on-2 because
within
the 2-on-2s, Cortez always gives me room to remind niggas. He did it in the one with A-Verb and Young L. And you see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He did it in the last one. You see what happened. You dig what I'm saying? Like, shit different, man. Shit different. Word.
I'm a one. All right, man.
But shout out to Jim. You know, stop being dirty and all that. You know what I mean? I like that. That whole slogan, I see exactly where you're coming from with that. You know what I mean? Like, I dig it. So I'm going for a clean 30. Clean 30. Clean.
I'm 30?
Clean 30. Clean 30. Clean 30.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that, nigga. I'm going to hold you to that.
Hold
real.
Me hold to it, that. Brother. Hold me to it. Hold me to it. Clean 30.
All right.
Clean.
Yes, sir.
Clean.
Man, exactly. I appreciate you taking time to rock with me, my nigga. For real, man.
You're ready. Just, you know, like I said, bro, just do that solid for me and for any battle rapper. You know what I mean?
Of course, definitely. I'm working on that right now.
All right, cool. Well.